Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is your 60-second COVID-19 update on WEEI.
I'm Danielle Murr with your 7 a.m. COVID-19 update. Coronavirus cases in Massachusetts continue a downward trend with 429 new cases reported yesterday, along with 68 new deaths. Concerns about COVID-19 transmission in some areas are on the rise due to protests in the wake of George Floyd's death. One protester in Columbus, Ohio, did test positive, and authorities there are recommending that others monitor themselves for symptoms. At least 70 testing sites have been closed across the United States due to vandalism and civil unrest. Infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci is not ruling out schools reopening in the fall. He told CNN that some schools may have no problem welcoming back students, while others will have to be creative to avoid classroom crowding. And Japan is looking at ways to simplify the 2021 Olympic Games in order to avoid complete cancellation of the event that was already postponed. Among the ideas suggested, having fewer spectators and mandating tests. WEEI is helping Boston stay connected. For more, visit radio.com/stayconnected. Next update at 9 a.m. on WEEI.
The Greg Hill Morning Show is brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing.
Well, when Dale comes back to work, he'll be happy to hear that Fauci has reemerged from... Maybe he was inspecting the bunker, Ken. Is that possible?
Fauci hasn't reemerged with Trump or anywhere. They've disbanded the task force. Danielle, you're right about COVID being over. They've quit.
A quick note on Dale. He's actually been outside of Bergeron's apartment waiting to give him a hug after that post yesterday.
Well, Danielle just mentioned during the COVID-19 update that Fauci says it's okay to go back to school.
Maybe. He's not ruling it out.
Maybe.
Let's not twist his words.
Is it possible that at some point during this pandemic, anybody in the United States could make some sort of a plan about the future when it comes to their children or their business or their job or their life? Is it possible that we could say something in a firm way that would be a possible date for anything? Or are we just going to leave everything open-ended, Ken Neurotic?
Phase two is Monday.
Phase two is going to be announced Saturday. Phase two isn't Monday. Phase two is going to be announced Saturday.
There's no rhyme or reason to it. I've been saying it all along.
Is your guess that our governor is going to give the go-ahead to outdoor dining on Saturday?
Yes. So I have a question. In 2 weeks... what will be the scandal? Will it be that the government is suppressing new cases out of fear of backlash that they enabled these mass protests to gather? Or will they be exaggerated so as to show that they were really right all along, and if you go outside, this is what happens to you?
I will tell you that based on my experience walking around the city of Boston yesterday, the mask thing is over. Nobody is wearing a mask. And I'm guessing that it's because of the protesting. I think people are like,
all right, they're over it.
Bring on the herd immunity.
You know what I've loved is being home for 2 months I see all my neighbors walking their dogs and the people that run every day. And over the last 3 days, everyone has gotten a haircut. Look, everyone, guy just ran by with two dogs and he's got the high and tight. He's all trimmed up. It's pretty funny.
All right. Coming up at 8:20 on today's show, we're going to go inside the warped female brain with Danielle for the first time on the new program here at WEEI. But right now we got to get to this.
It's time for...
Hey, moron.
What a dope.
Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
The dumbest.
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb.
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses.
People are so dumb.
All right, we did our best to listen to everything that was said in this country yesterday, and we have determined that this was the dumbest of the day yesterday, Danielle.
Well, there's a young woman by the name of Lauren Perez, and she took to Twitter to put up a video to say that essentially the Black Lives Matter movement and ending animal cruelty are exactly the same thing.
Oh.
And I'm here to tell you, it's not the time, honey. As someone who is heavily involved in the animal rights and rescue movement, yes, I do agree that all sentient beings deserve to live. However, it is not the time to A, bring it up, or B, compare it to what Black people are going through.
I feel like this needs to be said, and I really wish that more people would connect these two dots. But Black Lives Matter and Animal Lives Matter. Literally all sentient beings on this planet deserve a life free from fear, free from abuse, free from unjust prosecution. No one, whether it's a human being, especially ones with differently colored skin than yours, and animals who are different creatures than you, if it's not their time to die, they don't deserve to die. So stop killing Black people and stop killing animals. Veganism, Black Lives Matter movement, it's all the same fight. All of it. And it's important. Each one of them is so individually important. I really hope that people can start to connect the two.
You know what I love is that you can hear in her tone that she totally thought that was going to go viral for a completely different reason.
Yeah.
She's like, so as I wrap this up, I just want to let you know that the marginalization of Black people over the years is just the same thing. It's like, it's just, stop it.
And we're killing Drew Brees because why this morning? No, I get it, but that's me. Could that be, Greg, where do we submit ballots for dumbest of the year?
You're putting that on there?
Yeah.
There's been.
There have been.
Yeah. Nice choice of music, though.
Sweet.
That's a banging song.
Bump in bed.
I think Catronata is the artist of that song.
Oh, my God.
You're the one.
All right. Danielle, would you call that tone deaf?
That's extremely tone deaf,
yes. Tone deaf, right?
Stop. Like, can you imagine if I got up and put up a video like that? Forget it. It would be talking about for a week. It would be endless.
Who does Drew Brees do the sit down with? Is it A, Oprah? B, Robin Roberts, or C, Hannah Storm?
Does Oprah still have a show? I mean,
network.
She's tight with Brady.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet he sits down with Strahan.
Yeah. Huh. Here's Maria. What's up, Maria?
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hi, Maria.
Ken, I have a question for you. In this country, correct me if I'm wrong, we still have the right to freedom of speech. Is that not correct?
Last time I checked, that's true, yeah.
Okay, so because Drew Brees expressed how he feels about a particular topic, he should be vilified because it doesn't conform to what people want to hear. I just don't understand what people expect of human nature or of people in general anymore. I'm becoming like so disillusioned with all of this conversation and all of this discussion. So we're going to tear apart a seemingly good man, a man who has done very, very good things, very beneficial things, very helpful things, just because he answered a question with a feeling from his heart. Do you understand how that makes other people feel, where we're getting to a point where I have to think and say, you know what, I'm not going to answer your question. Because I don't know how you're going to take the answer to that question. This needs to stop. It doesn't help the current situation and the current climate. It doesn't mean that our heart doesn't break for what the Floyd family is going through. I would like to do something to help the Floyd family. As a matter of fact, when I saw PK Subban's tweet, I donated to the GoFundMe. I don't know what else to do, but it doesn't mean that I don't care. It doesn't mean that I don't have sympathy. It doesn't mean that I don't like what's happening. But the fact that we continue to make people feel like we are not empathetic or sympathetic simply because we love our country still, we love our flag, is wrong.
Okay, but does it when you understand whether it's Will or maybe it's House is on hold, House wants to talk about this, when you hear, when it comes to kneeling, when you hear what that represents, and you maybe you say, listen, I'm white, I can't understand that, are you open to trying to understand what that means and why that comment is offensive to some?
Yes, I can, but I don't understand why we have to vilify him. That doesn't mean that he doesn't care about what's happening right now.
I understand. I agree with you on that part. But isn't the important part opening up your ear hole and trying to listen? That's what I'm trying to do.
But I think we're also conflating freedom of speech and freedom from judgment. Like, Drew Brees is free to say whatever the hell he wants, but right, so are the people that disagree with him. So, I mean...
Well, that was the whole thing when Cap kneeled. That was the whole thing that people said. Like, yeah, he has the freedom to kneel, but I have the freedom to be mad at him for it. So, you're right. There absolutely is a 100% divide there.
All right. I know we got to get to trending, but this is House. House, what's up?
Okay, so how y'all guys doing, first off?
Doing good. What's up?
I just want to say this. I called this show, right? I didn't even want to get on the air, but I wanted to say that perception is everything. Reaction is everything. People listen to y'all all day, every day, and me included. And your reactions to different things. Now, I just want to ask a question. You say respect the national anthem. Respect it. You're supposed to respect the national anthem, right? Am I right or wrong? In your opinion, respect the national anthem.
My opinion?
And Curtis. I need Curtis's opinion because he's more passionate about this thing right here because you can hear it in his voice.
Yes, I very much believe in the fact that I stand, and I don't really wear hats, but I would take my hat off if I had it on when the anthem's played.
House.
Okay,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Hill.
Go ahead, Mr.
Okay,
House.
So do you know the history of the national anthem, Mr. Curtis? Do you know who made the national anthem?
Yes,
number one,
it was the Bare Naked Ladies.
Do you know that there was a third verse taking out the national anthem? Number two, do you know that the guy that made the national anthem, not only did he own slaves, okay, he freed slaves, he freed seven slaves and told his wife, when I die, let the rest of them go.
My feelings on the anthem are sort of based when I was a kid in elementary school. I remember watching Whitney Houston sing it at the Super Bowl, and I was like, wow, that's awesome. We were at war, and I always sort of put
right,
the two
but you got to understand, this is what was wrong with the school system. We was taught that, but no one knew. They didn't teach us about the third verse, but they had us singing the third verse in school. They didn't have us singing the third verse. They had us singing the national anthem, Star Spangled Banner. Okay? So you got to understand. So, and then you say the man is not entitled to his opinion. He definitely is. And Drew Brees, and this is how people deflect. No one is taken away from what he did in the past, his accomplishments, the things that he contributed to the community that he plays for, that he stays in. Why would he leave it a wreck? He stays there and plays there. Okay? So no one's that.
You kidding me, House? His whole life, I mean, everything he's done is gone. I mean, look at what people are saying about him. I mean, literally the entire country has turned on a guy.
And I love the passion you feel for that, right? But this is what I mean when I say that people seem to be superior deflectors when they're comfortable with things and they don't, and they're not, comfortable with change. So you deflect and you diminish the issue.
Who's deflecting, House?
We all know that he wasn't kneeling to disrespect the flag. We all know because he said it. I'm kneeling for social injustice, police brutality. So disrespecting the flag should have been out the door.
Well, I mean, in my opinion, House, just one point. In my opinion, House, Colin Kaepernick's message was affected by his other social media posts when he compared cops to slave catchers, and he compared, he had the socks, he had the Castro, his girlfriend compared Steve Bisciotti to an Uncle Tom. I mean, it was, those things were, to me, took away from his message instead of adding to it.
Okay, so can I just say this? And I understand that, but I know you guys don't understand what I'm about to ask you, right? So I'm pretty sure you guys been driving a long time. When you drive and you get pulled over, you don't get pulled out the car every time. And then listen, not only that, when a police officer comes to your car, you could just be coming from church. You have your grandmother, your mother, and your child in the car. You understand that? If that police officer sees you, if he knows you from your past.
Yes.
You House, could change
we
your
are
life.
Never, we are never going to experience that.
Right.
I understand that. But should the intent here not be to try to find actionable things that can be done?
Exactly.
Okay. So, or should the intent be to take somebody who is expressing their opinion and cancel them?
Okay, so here's the contradiction. You're saying don't vilify him. Don't do nothing. Don't let him. He has the right, which is true, to express his opinion and what's on his heart, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He said what he said about how he felt, how he sees the flag, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So now, when somebody else tells you, so you can get a man, a black man, come up to you and say, this is what I see when I see a flag. I see my father, my grandfather, who built this flag and who built this country as slaves. I see them getting beat. I see them getting bit by dogs. I think of Black Wall Street.
Okay. Yes.
No, why are you not passionate about that? See, this is what I mean.
I just discussed Black Wall Street on the show yesterday because Wiggy suggested that I find out about it, and I went and did it.
Okay, but what I'm saying is,
do you agree with anyone disrespecting the flag?
I don't think the flag was disrespected.
That's not the question.
I don't agree with no one disrespecting the flag, okay?
You don't.
So what is the name? What are we called? The United States of America.
Correct.
Do you feel united?
Do you agree with anyone disrespecting the flag?
Not at all.
Okay. Isn't that the exact same thing that Drew Brees said yesterday? I will never agree with anyone disrespecting the flag?
Drew Brees was not asked that yesterday. This is the deflection. He wasn't asked that. He would ask, how do you feel about police brutality?
Okay.
And Colin Kaepernick kneeling for police brutality.
And so the issue is that Drew Brees, and add anybody else in that you want, does not understand what it meant when Colin Kaepernick was kneeling. Correct?
I don't understand. And when he said clearly, if the whole world understands now.
Yeah.
Back then he didn't. So now is when he made the statement. So why would he make that statement in light of the situation right now?
Okay.
When he was asked a question, he didn't have to say, I see. Well, he could say exactly what he wants. And he said exactly what he feels. So no one should have an issue with that. So then if no one should have an issue with that, no one should have an issue when somebody says, when I see the flag, I see my slave grandfathers and I see the whips, the chains, the beatings, and all the the inequality.
House,
we're not united right now, sir.
House, I am glad. I'm really glad you called. Super glad. I'm glad you listened.
I listen every day, all day.
All right.
I understand.
Thank you, House. Thank you. Here's Manny. Manny, what's up?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi, Daniel, the beautiful Daniel. I'm just calling because I'm sick and tired of people calling you guys and accusing you guys of not taking the issue seriously enough. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, people just need to relax. I listen to you guys in the morning. I'm a truck driver. The minute I get into my car, I turn you guys on and I listen to you throughout the day because you provide a sense of, I don't know, humor. I'm a little nervous because it's the first time I've ever called on here. So
I'm glad you did.
You guys just... whether I agree with what you guys say, whether I disagree with what some of you guys say, you guys just provide a different point of view, and it just lightens the moment a little bit. People are so uptight. They call your show, and they sound like they're ready to pick up an AK-47 and mow everybody down. And people just need to relax.
That's just to Ken.
Crying out loud. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Ken takes a beating sometimes, but I just wanted to thank you guys. You know, I don't have a question or anything. I just wanted to thank you guys. And people just need to relax for crying out loud. And I really enjoy listening to you guys. So,
all right, Manny.
Thank you, Manny.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Manny.
Some people used to try to relax in the morning and then half a bottle of Tanqueray later.
Yeah.
Aww. Well, skip. Nice plant call, Greg.
Hi.
Skip. Total plant.
Skip right this script. You might want to skip this next part because it's not that entertaining. Ken is going to tell us what is trending.
Wait a minute. Not phenomenal. I'm going to switch the open for my personal open if I did that. Here we go.
Good for you.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Oh. Now, here's totally what's trending on WEEI.
Oh, well. Trending now on WEI. The backlash continues to Drew Brees. Ed Reed with some strong statements. I don't know if you caught Ed.
No.
He's been out of the league. These are among the strongest that I've heard.
I'm going to just get straight to it. I see Drew Brees trying to do his part in keeping black folk down. You're a straight sucker for that shit, Drew Brees.
Wow.
I mean, geez. I mean, it is hard and heavy all over the place.
Full minute. Kept calling him a straight sucker the whole time. Ed was not having it.
You know, if we are having a national discussion, which we should, isn't it possible that during that national discussion, there are going to be times when one side doesn't understand, and should we not, when it comes to unity, and should we not have some compassion for those who don't understand, even those who are tone deaf, like in order to have to move forward somehow positively?
Can I ask a question? LeBron James was really the one that sort of threw gasoline on this fire, whatever you want to say, with the Drew Brees comments. If LeBron, instead of doing that, called Drew Brees and said, hey, I've got a production company, what do you think if we do a 20-minute conversation, you and I, about race? And then we share it all over our platforms.
That would be
think
great.
About that. What right. that would have done for America versus just calling him out and telling him that he's wrong.
And speaking of his production company, as I mentioned yesterday with Wiggy, his production company is doing a big documentary on Black Wall Street, the massacre in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I can't wait to see it. So, and who do you hate more? Belichick or LeBron?
Yes. Oh, man. I'll say Belichick, given the current climate. I'll say I hate Belichick.
Can we do a secondary poll question?
Speaking of Belichick, wonder what he thinks about all this. Still nothing on that front.
Why would he speak up now, Ken?
Hey, there's another column in there.
There's another column for, tomorrow. Trust me.
Yeah.
Good idea.
The NBA is almost back. 12:30 conference call today, and Commissioner Adam Silver is going to present that 22-team model. It is expected to be approved. The Celtics now are currently in third place in the East, 43-21 record. They've got three games behind the Raptors, 2.5 ahead of the Heat, so they're going to have 8 games here, and they could move around a little bit. So, quote-unquote, home court advantage is at stake, but bottom line, we're going to see the Celtics in playoff action in August. So that's great news. Not so great news for the baseball world. Jeff Passan on where the latest negotiations stand.
On the day that the NBA is getting ready to come back, on the day that Major League Soccer gets past economic issues, baseball is still at a complete impasse right now. The sides are just not moving.
Rob, what do you think about that?
I got to tell you, I'm really disappointed about that, you guys. It's a huge bummer. Baseball's missing a great opportunity to come back and have everyone crap all over them, just like everything else in the country right now. They're passing up the opportunity. I apologize for nothing.
Apparently, not many of the wrestlers that Gronk spent time with in the WWE were real happy to see him there. Several reports coming out now. Dale, we'll get this to 10 if you could. But one top name said that Gronk was a quote, bleep clown, we are so much better off without.
We love him. He's our bleep clown.
Over the top persona, goofy dancing, didn't click.
Isn't this really a setup for WrestleMania 97 when he's done playing?
Yeah,
I think that's what it is. Give him a year or two in Tampa and then he'll be back.
But advantage Brady and Gronk in the division. Brees and the Saints down. What are the odds now on Brady winning that division, Curtis?
Week one victory for my Bucks.
As someone said on the tweet box yesterday, man, Tom Brady leaves New England and the whole damn world falls apart.
Mm-hmm. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Everyone is looking back now at Kaepernick's protests from a few years ago, and obviously they were always about police brutality. And now it's coming back to the fore, and a lot of people expect that we will see players kneeling again, even when the NFL season starts. I'm curious how you think the NFL will and should respond to that. And of course, you're such a leader in the league. What is your responsibility as a leader in times like this for the rest of your teammates and players in the league?
Well, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Let me just tell you what I see or what I feel when the national anthem is played and when I look at the flag of the United States. I envision my two grandfathers who fought for this country during World War II, one in the Army and one in the Marine Corps, both risking their lives to protect our country and to try to make our country and this world a better place.
God, kick him out of the country right now.
That is Drew Brees. And Pam has been waiting patiently to... Pam, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? And thank you for calling. And you're not... You don't agree with what Drew Brees said yesterday.
No, I do.
You do?
I totally agree that you should not kneel during the national anthem. I understand why it was done. I have great respect for the country. I don't think that that's right. But it seems to be creating a division between everybody. And I think if we all got together, you know what?
Your phone, Pam, call back because we can't. You're cutting out every 3 or 4 seconds.
And Pam and Wiggy are going to be starting a podcast. It's going to be called The Double Negative.
I feel very bad for Pam because she hung on for half an hour, and that's the way it works, though. Hey, Jesse.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
What's going on, Jesse?
Good morning.
So I've really been thinking about this, and I was so focused on kind of just looking at statistics to point out, like, you know, it's not as bad as we think. But what I realized is this. I don't think it should be about particularly racism with the police community, because when you look at it, there is a pile of American citizens that have been shot by the police. And whether it's justified or unjustified, the fact of the matter is that police have probably millions of interactions throughout the year, right? Mm-hmm. And it's for calls on people that are either committing crimes, or they think they're committing crimes, or they think there's an issue going on. If you look at the worst case scenario, your chances of being shot by a police officer, it is literally 0.0000005. That is 6 zeros before you hit an actual number. And that is for a black male. And I'm not trying to say that that's not an issue, because of course it is. But if we could focus on everyone, regardless of your race, being killed by the police, again, whether it's justified or not, if everyone could come together, it would be such a stronger message. And I think that's why they don't want this, right? And when I say they, it's kind of coming back to the whole, you know, the government, the elite that oppress us. If we don't focus on it necessarily being a race issue, although it, you know, there is a race issue to it, and we mm-hmm. focus on the overall oppression of the American people and mm-hmm. what they're trying to do, I everyone would come together on that, because everyone can relate to that, right? I can't relate to a black man being profiled. But I can relate to feeling oppressed by the government. So if we stop saying, you know, the black people feel this way, the white people shouldn't feel this way, or you're part of the problem, you know, you're not part of the problem, and instead said, hey, you know what? We are all being oppressed one way or another, whether it's more heinous or not. Like, we can all relate to this, whether they shut my business down or, you know, I live in a poor neighborhood or I'm black and I feel like I get profiled more. If we all came together, wouldn't that message be that much stronger and they'd have to do something about it? Otherwise, setting up this divide of race on race.
Theoretically, yes, but we can't even come together on why Bill Belichick did not play Malcolm Butler.
I highly doubt
that we're going to all be able to come together on it.
I take a knee at every Belichick press conference.
I think it's okay to try and understand that the flag and the Star Spangled Banner, which is a representation of that, may mean different things to different people.
Correct.
I think that
is when you're having a conversation, there are two sides in the conversation. And I think it's important to try as a white dude, a 53-year-old white dude,
rich white dude, to understand.
Poor fella.
What, I can't be a dude?
Yeah,
what,
am I? I think post-50,
you're kind of bro range.
All right, dad?
Yeah, okay.
As a 53-year-old white dad, dudes. I think it's okay to understand or try to understand that the flag, the anthem may mean a different thing to me than it means to somebody else, and vice versa.
I think that caller also missed something when he was pointing out statistics. You know, he mentioned the number of black individuals shot or whatever, however he phrased it, by police was such a marginal percentage, the 0-0-0 thing. I don't think people want you to look at it in terms of what percentage of black individuals are getting shot or killed by police in terms of the number of total interactions of that particular group. Yeah. I think what people want you to look at is that number in comparison to whites or anyone else. You know, I think he really missed the mark when he gave that statistic.
And Greg, I thought it was odd that you stood for the national anthem for Italy at Aria the other night. I don't know, what was that about?
So weird.
Curtis, what is wrong with you?
What is wrong
How
with
much
you?
Time do you have?
I wouldn't be, what? Are you suggesting that I would go during a time that we have been told to stay at home, that I would go to a restaurant? What is wrong with you?
No, not a restaurant.
What is?
I don't think
what kind of a person over the last 3 months would have been thumbing their nose at the rule of law and going to a restaurant and sitting down and eating?
You're the weirdest guy in the world. For the last 3 months, Boston has been your own personal playground, and you're yelling about the city being shut down. You're the only guy having fun.
Aren't you excited to be aligned with him, Curtis?
You're sweating out truffle fries right now.
I hope everybody here knows to never tell Curtis any kind of a secret ever.
If there were, no, I don't admit.
Loose lips sink ships. Yep. I don't admit anything.
I don't think it's the loose slips that are sinking your ship there, big guy.
That's the ribeye.
Wow. I think it was that gnocchi
ship. Yes.
That's the Kona crust. I do appreciate, though.
Is that a tomahawk?
Hey, look at your pants, Nick.
Actually, you know what? We've had to, Danielle, we are no longer allowed to refer to ribeye steaks that have the bone in as tomahawk anymore for fear that may upset someone as well.
Correct.
All right. Which is just a shame. But that sentiment you just relayed moments ago, though, like, call, you know, be you fella, dude, dad, whatever. Like,
guy.
The flag means guy. This is more the killer content.
Hey, kid. The flag does mean different things to different people. And you need to try, both sides need to try to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're not going to get anywhere. All right. We are going to get somewhere with the news coming up in just a moment. And those of you who you may be women, you may be men who really like shoes. There is a new pair of shoes that Ken Narodik is going to be the first to buy, pandemic shoes.
Right.
We'll get to that and other things during the news. And then we're going to go inside the warped female brain coming up at 8:20 this morning.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's the Greg Hill Show
on Sports Radio WEEI. It's time for
good news for you this morning.
The news.
In 3, 2, 1.
With your host.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at three things: fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
News team! Assemble!
There's a new office open in Dedham when it comes to Northeast Men's Health next to Legacy Place. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com or call 617-793-5000.
One of the big questions that has come up over the last week or so as protests have been happening across the United States, and we discussed it a couple times this morning, is what about COVID? What about social distancing? And Governor Baker actually did address that yesterday during a press conference where he talked about the need for balance.
We've asked people to stay home and close their businesses to isolate and protect their health. And it's working. But we understand this guidance is in conflict with assembling to exercise First Amendment rights. We ask everyone to balance the fight against the virus with the fight for what we as individuals believe in.
Huh? So only that amendment, or I mean, is the order to stay at home, is that in conflict with your right to assemble with your friends or your right to pursue happiness when it comes to operating your gym or your sports, your youth sports complex or your barber shop? Should people be protesting? Absolutely. Ken, you were very upset about the previous protest that happened on the statehouse steps a month or so ago.
Concerned. Certainly had the right to do it. I said that at the time. Mm-hmm. Concerned. Yep.
Mm-hmm. But could the governor not say, okay, we understand that there are people who feel that need to get out and protest. We honor that. We value that. And now we also understand the need that others feel to be able to pursue happiness by getting out and opening their business up and putting food on their table. And we are going to say, yes, do it. Open it up.
But you're pretending like the governor is in control of these protests. I mean, these people are going to come out. He has no power. Did you see the crowd in Franklin Park a couple nights ago? I mean, that's the will of the people. So they're coming. If you wanted to open up restaurants, you and your buddies could have, but you've chosen not to.
Well, he and his buddies did.
Well, yeah. That's a good point.
Will you stop with that narrative? So then what should happen is that you're recommending that anybody who wants to try to find a way to save their business just open it up today and not follow the guidelines that we have been all shamed into following.
I think we've
heard
some, like Steve DeFilippo, who feel like it's got to come back smart, and they've chosen to follow guidance from medical officials.
In all sincerity, why do we have a governor then? What's the point? If he's powerless against the will of the people, then why is he even there?
What do you want, a dictator?
No, I'm asking you a serious question. Why is he there?
Was he in his bunker? Governor Bunker.
What is he supposed to do? I don't know. You're the governor. Do something.
He's there to enact the will of the people.
No, but
he's there to enact the will of the people. The will of the people wanted to go back to work for months now. The will of the people are freaking
That's not true.
Bankrupt right now.
Curtis, where the hell? How do you stop the legitimate question? How do you stop the protests? What do you say there? Do you have people riding around like pandemic shaming them, or do you have like maybe like a crop duster or a helicopter just drop a little Purell shower of the protest every 30 minutes to try to keep the pandemic in check, but also allow the people to exercise their free will and right to assemble?
No, but clearly a large group of people believe that it is right to do that, and that they are when it comes to the Constitution, they are expressing their right to do that.
Correct.
What I don't understand is why you can't then determine that others who feel that the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is something that they ought to also be outdoing, regardless of what the regulations.
Hey, what do you want them to do?
Regulations.
Well, you and Curtis are in the 16% minority because the last poll we had, 84% support of Governor Baker and his reaction to COVID-19. So you and Curtis just whine every morning, but silent minority.
Wow.
Whine every morning.
Not a silent minority. I'm
That's what I did during the pandemic.
In all sincerity, though, I don't disagree with the people being able to protest. That's fine.
I don't either.
I think it's just insane that we were told that this was something that was going to kill us. That was the scourge of our world that was taking, as Ken would put it, hundreds of souls every day. Wow. And now it is totally gone. It's literally blown away.
It's not gone.
Ken, what about somebody who's very religious? Do they have a right to practice that religion in public?
I think that's crazy that they were in phase one. Absolutely crazy. religious services, phase one.
So they don't have that right is not that important.
They have right a right to,
go, right to go to church is not that important.
Not to infect other people.
Okay. Okay, right?
All right.
Okay.
Well, perhaps...
Hypocrisy, thy name is Ken Laird, but yes. Okay, what, Daniel?
Perhaps if they had all been wearing the pandemic shoes designed by the shoemaker in Romania, they could have practiced effective social distancing.
This guy is going to make a lot of money, I think.
You think so? Because these are the ugliest things I've ever seen besides that hybrid Jeep truck thing that is floating around.
He could work on the design, but they're 75 inches... long?
They're size 75.
Size 75.
And the idea is that if two people were wearing the shoes facing each other, they would be almost 5 feet between them.
Uh-huh.
This is Grigore Lup is the guy. He's from Romania.
Uh-huh.
He's been making leather shoes for 39 years. He usually does like custom orders for theaters, like Nick's type of people. And then he did an interview with Reuters and he said, you know what? Because orders stopped coming in because no one was doing live theater performances, I had to adjust my business model like many other people did. And he's like, saw some people at the market not practicing social distancing and came up with the idea. Since he debuted his creation, he's received a whopping 5 orders for the shoe.
How much are they?
$115 a pair.
Oh, okay.
Under 15.
I just bought some for Hackett when he comes back to the office.
You're going to give them to other people so they don't
you
close.
You should force the people that are
the people that are close talkers.
Yeah.
You want the close talkers.
Oh, God. Close to all close talkers.
I mean, people are going to be, when you do get back to work, if you're not already, people are going to be alarmed by the close talkers.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to have to be some rules in place on that.
I say we just make it easier. Just leave Hackett at home.
Is that his new show on Saturdays? Hackett
yes,
at home.
That's his calling.
Hackett at home. Dude, Danielle, when people wear these shoes, do they look like they're in like a John Cleese comedy sketch from Monty Python, or
yes.
like a weird Beatles video?
It's like a clown shoe, only narrow. Literally.
Did you read that off the website, or are you making that up?
No, I'm making that up. You know, I have like clown shoes have like the big paddle in the front.
Mm-hmm.
They're basically as big as that. Only it's not the big paddle. It's just.
They're great. You just can't walk upstairs, but
right.
They're great.
You go sideways.
Yes. Yes.
You go sideways. Yeah. Just can't do like a narrow spiral staircase. A little bit of criticism being lobbied at West Virginia Governor Jim Justice after some comments he made yesterday. Let me give you a little background on what was going on. He was doing a coronavirus news conference and took a phone call from President Trump and was looking to kind of highlight his relationship with Trump. When Justice was initially elected governor, he was elected as a Democrat. And about a year later, he flipped over to the Republican Party. So while they're on the conference call, he makes his comment about the governors that he would invite to West Virginia, save for one.
He wanted to call me and let me know, you know, that it looks like they're going to go another way. I knew it was a giant long shot and everything, but I wanted West Virginia at least to be on the radar. And so So, you know, that's the thing. We talk frequently, but we just don't talk to chatter. You know, I wanted him to always know just how welcome he is in West Virginia. And any president, you know, we should absolutely welcome all, but, you know, maybe not Barack Obama, but nevertheless, we'll welcome any president, you know.
I'm not a fan of the former president.
They backpedaled very quickly. Staffers issued a statement. Mm-hmm. And part of the statement, he had said that the comments were in jest and they were in regard to the effect that the Obama administration's war on coal had on the West Virginia economy from 08 to 16. He said, "I want to love everybody. And by that, I mean everybody, including President Obama. But at the end of the day, what happened to West Virginia during his time in the Oval Office will take us decades and decades to recover from, if ever."
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, also, if I could just get Roscoe P. Coltrane to go get them Duke boys, then I'd have a good week.
I don't think that was West Virginia where the Dukes of Hazzard.
Doesn't matter. The way he sounded, though.
What do you mean?
Does he not sound like the most backwoods hillbilly nonsense?
Now we're shaming somebody for the way they talk. Mm-hmm.
And the all-white suit that he wore in the video didn't help either. It looks like Boss Hog the governor.
But the best news is Republican convention, Gonski from the Carolinas. Goodbye. Find a new place.
See you later.
Good luck, Curtis.
By the way, Dukes of Hazzard was Georgia.
Yes, it was Georgia.
Oh, by the way, Danielle, you'll never see the Dukes of Hazzard on. Somebody who would give you coffee and then molest you, bought the rights, and then sat on them.
Correct. Now, Ken just mentioned the Carolinas. We got to head to South Carolina for the husband and wife that were arrested for the horse threesome.
The what?
The horse threesome. It's exactly how it sounds.
That's our afternoon show.
Wait, who's the horse?
Jeez.
It's actually a pony. It's Glenn. Aiken,
I'll ride
South
that
Carolina.
Horse. Giddy up.
Load it up.
There's a woman and her husband being charged with buggery after a child porn investigation led to the uncovering of a sex act with a horse. Now, initially,
the husband also.
Huh. I don't know if he was just trying to play along because he thought it was going to get him a night off with the boys, or if he was into it.
Was he sitting there on a couch and videotaping it? Or
was
like,
he cocked?
It was weird that Bradford was doing the play-by-play of it.
Yeah. Okay, that's not right.
So Bradford, did you have something to say?
No, it's fine.
Yes, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
They did a forensic investigation of all the electronics, and they found evidence of the act with a horse on two separate occasions in June of last year. They're both facing multiple charges. Now, the wife was previously interviewed by a local news station in September of last year after one of her horses had been reportedly sexually assaulted. And this is the audio from that interview.
The vet came out and confirmed that the mare had been sexually molested. I mean, just gross, disturbing stuff.
No, but it was you. But it was you. It was you. That's a pretty ballsy way to cover up something. Mother of God.
So don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
That's FMH would be what the category that would be under,
correct.
Right?
Okay. I think so.
I don't want to look at that.
Yeah.
All right.
Come on, Seabiscuit.
You're going to filter that one out. Oh God, Nick.
Let's go, Secretariat. Get me, you naughty Fusaichi Pegasus.
I will caution you, Gerg, not to head to Florida anytime soon because of the irrational fear situation happening there with the poisonous monster cane toads.
How big are they?
They're pretty big. They grow about 6 inches wide.
Oh, thanks.
This is what happens after murder hornets, this poisonous cane toads. So in southern Florida, they had some pretty heavy rainfall. And what it does is it brings these things out of their underground burrows. And it's an optimal breeding situation for them. They're covered in warts. As I said, they get up to 6 inches long or wide, however you want to look at it. And they have big glands on their shoulder right behind their eye that are filled with like milky white toxins.
Save that drop, Ken.
Milky way toxins.
If they sting you, how do they bite you?
So they're pretty much harmless to humans, but like if a dog finds one and tries to lick it or bite it, it can be lethal.
Yeah.
So we get sound from a scientist that actually talks about the poison glands on the toad.
Poison gland is relatively large in a cane toad, and it's roughly triangular shaped. All right. This is where all the ducts are that have that poison that the cane toads emit that could be lethal to your pet animal should it tangle with it. So an enlarged poison gland on each shoulder.
That's what I use to fend off men.
No, thank you. All right. Thank you, Danielle.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Nick, do not, wouldn't be planning a trip to the South anytime soon. These people are very upset.
Oh, they're very upset?
Yes. Classic Northern superiority complex. That's what you suffer from.
Yep. You sure bet I do. I don't have any relatives down south. Never spent no time there. Ain't going back no time soon.
You appear to sound like you're better than those people.
Well, obviously I am. I'm from New England.
Hey, Greg, little known fact, Nick lived in Brooklyn for a while.
What? Are you serious? I had no, he's never mentioned that.
Hey, little known fact, Curtis is a dick.
You know the... Jeez. And you know the pizza's better down there. I don't know if you know.
We have to do that at some point.
Is that because of the water there, Mr. Fine?
We are going to get a Brooklyn pizza and a Boston pizza side by side, and Nick is going to have to pick which one is from Brooklyn.
Curtis, as much as I love the borough of the Kings, I don't know if I feel safe going to get a pizza.
No, we'll get it delivered.
I mean, what did the South...
Okay, you're going to pay the $900 Grubhub fee to have a drink?
Yes, my dad will do it.
What did the South ever do to you? That's what I want to know.
I don't appreciate attitudes, and I don't appreciate the tone deafness of West Virginia. And by the way, West Virginia, we're fine. What if we just, can we just offer that up as to somebody as a token, a gesture, a gift? Have you been there?
Yeah, I've been there. It was not the most interesting place to visit. Mm-hmm. I spent the week there for one of my daughter's
national soccer things,
and it was, you know.
We heard about that for like a month afterwards.
You have to take an airport to like 7 hours away, then drive, take a pack mule, hike.
Well, people enjoy the people who live there, though. That's uh-huh. They like it.
Good.
Okay. I mean, right. I don't understand what you have against them. They're fine people down right. there.
There's lots of people who like drinking sour milk, too.
they're just like every other American.
No, they're not. They are not. They are not. The values of someone who live in West Virginia compared. And that's what makes America so great.
I mean,
California and West Virginia, hand in hand, bro.
You sound like you think you're better just because you live in the north.
That is an assumption made by people on the text line who are speaking with their thumbs.
Didn't West Virginia have like no cases of COVID for a month and a half?
That's because there's 11 people that live in West Virginia.
Well, it's a good state.
All right. We got to take a break, but we'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.